Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. Victorian health authorities have been notified of two likely positive cases of COVID-19 in Melbourne's northern suburbs. The two people have been isolated and will be retested with a full investigation underway. The cases will likely bring Victoria's more than 80-day run without any local COVID-19 infections to an end. New South Wales opposition leader Jodie McKay will likely face questions over the future of her leadership after Labor's loss in the Upper Hunter by-election. Labor conceded defeat over the weekend after Nationals candidate David Lazelle claimed about 30% of first preference votes. But federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the national branch of the party isn't that worried by the loss.
This is a seat that Labor has not held in the last 9 decades at any time whatsoever.
Lithuania says Belarus's airspace should be deemed unsafe for any commercial flight after an activist was detained in Minsk when his plane was grounded over a bomb threat. The Ryanair flight travelling from Athens to the Lithuanian capital Vilnius was carrying Belarusian blogger Roman Protasevich. It was diverted in what Belarus's opposition is calling a hijacking operation by the government. Lithuanian Foreign Minister Gabrielius Landsbergis says an explanation is needed.
Belarusian airspace is completely unsafe for any commercial flight. And it should be deemed this not only by EU but by international community.
The Cancer Council says Australian teenagers aren't meeting the recommended guidelines for physical activity. A council survey found only 1 in 6 Australian children in high school meet the recommended guidelines for exercise. The Cancer Council's Claire Hughes says more needs to be done to encourage walking, cycling, and public transport use.
We found that boys were more than twice as likely to meet the physical activity compared to girls, with 21% of boys meeting the daily recommendation of 60 minutes of physical activity compared to only 9% of girls.
New research shows 1 in 5 Australians are still unaware of the harms caused by drinking alcohol. More than half of the 1,000 Australians polled by the Alcohol and Drug Foundation say they don't know what a standard drink is. Most are also unsure or only have some idea of the recommended amount of alcohol they should be drinking each day or week. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.